And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa and the Mighty 1090 studios with the legendary Gary Graham, Baja traveler and Baja writer and Baja fisherman.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We're having a great time. There's so much great stuff to talk about with a guy who's seen it and done it all when it comes to the Baja. And if you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. We got another full hour of your phone calls coming this way. If you want to join us this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or get us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. I'll give it one more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking to Gary Graham, we're also giving away two absolutely killer prizes to two lucky callers at the end of the show. The first one is going to be that AFTCO Performance Clothing Package. It includes the all-new AFTCO Barracuda Geocool Performance Shirt and the brand-new Goliath Shorts.
The package,
exactly. They're brand-new, high-tech, very comfortable, very normal-looking, very good shorts and shirt from AFTCO. But
I don't know how that Geocool thing does it.
It works.
Some kind of a fabric that literally keeps you cooler.
I don't know how it works, but it does. It's the case, and you know, it took me a while to get on to fishing anything other than a regular cotton t-shirt. Well, how's something going to be cooler than a t-shirt? Like, there's no way I'm putting sleeves on and I'm staying cooler than that, but it is 100% the case. I mean, it's all that moisture wicking. It's very cool. It's very venty. It's just like
perfect for the Baja.
Yeah, no. Gary clearly doesn't believe in AFTCO clothing.
AFTCO's been my tailor for 20 years.
Gary's sporting it as we speak, so there's no doubt about that. And in addition to that great AFTCO clothing package, again, thanks to the generosity, Gary, we're giving away another cool prize to one lucky caller. It's the original Sea of Cortez book by Ray Cannon. It's just an absolute awesome piece of history. It's a coffee table book. I was lucky enough to get one from Gary years ago. It's still on the coffee table right now. It's just such a cool book and a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's the original Baja book.
Yeah, indeed. And two lines open, one at 877-792-1090 and one at 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. We got some very patient callers on the line. Let's start off with Vinny, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Morning, Vinny.
Good. Hey, I just want to make a quick comment. I went out on the Liberty on Friday, and wow, what an amazing boat. Those guys from Captain Taro to Enable, and let's see if I can get it, Ryan. There was Cass and Mitch.
Wow.
And Sarah in the galley cooking up the Wagyu burgers. Wow, it was like a long-range trip. On a three-quarter day trip, I've been on the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, American Angler. I've been on some long range, and these guys were first-class operation. Only caught two fish for the day. But for 58 anglers, what a great experience. These guys just killed it.
That's so cool to hear, Vinny. I'm glad you had such a good trip. And yeah, I mean, you hear the same things over and over. Those guys didn't spare a lot of expense when it comes to putting the boat together as far as comfort and having the bunk and the really nice bathrooms and showers on a boat as short as a full-day trip like that. And then to have the guys to be able to pay it off, the crew on that thing is second to none. I'm glad you had such a good trip.
Yeah, Ricky, I mean, like when you said that bathroom and shower, dude, you could have a party in there.
It's definitely nicer than the one in my house, I can tell you that. Yeah,
got a lot of room in there.
Man, those things are huge, man. But just a quick shout-out to those guys, man. First class, Taro knows what he's doing. I mean, from the bait, from when he stopped at the bait, got the bait, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He ran it like he was going on a 10-day trip.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Quality operation out of Fisherman's Landing, the Liberty, full-day trip. Don't want to miss
it. Yeah, we're very proud of it. Thanks, Vinny.
Thanks for the call.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time talking to Ari. Called us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Ari? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I had a question for Gary.
All right.
The question was, I'm going to Baja next week, and I'm primarily going to be doing shore casting on the west coast of Baja, and I heard that there were some giant spot fin croakers up into the 14 pounds over there. What would I use for that?
Any of the plastics will work really well, and Rick can talk about plastics better than I can, but those work really well along the beaches there, always are handy, and they're easy to carry and work pretty well.
And you just like a regular anchovy type, you know, four inch swim bait and a 1/2 ounce lead head, anything special?
No.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That'll do the trick.
The one thing that I do know about fishing swim baits in Baja, and lesser on the northern end and a lot more so on the southern end, is it is not physically possible to have enough of them, especially if you get yourself into triggerfish country or anything for that matter. Like, the farther south you tend to go in Baja, the gnarlier the teeth get. And although soft plastics work probably better than most things, they can, boy, you can really burn.
You can really
go
through them
in Baja.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Gary, speaking of on the same thing, fly fishing. You know, you kind of made a mark in Baja with Baja Fly. Fly fishing is incredibly effective and extremely popular now on the beaches of Baja, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And
why is that? Why is it such an effective method?
Well, if you think about casting with your plastics, you have only one option, and that's to throw it, let it sink, and reel it back.
Right.
With a fly, you have a lot more options. A, you can let your fly hit the water in front of a fish, doesn't like the looks of it, pick it back up, throw it back again, and maybe tease them into a bite. You can't do that with most lures.
Yeah.
In addition to that, you have sight casting opportunities to where you can walk along the beach. But most people don't realize that if you walk, and that was how I got started originally, was that we just walked it. Then we went to ATVs and so on and so forth to cover more ground. But basically, the fly allowed us to do presentations that you just simply couldn't do any other way, that you couldn't do with spinning tackle or anything else. Now, it was hard for me, admittedly, when I first started fly fishing, I had spinning tackle on the bike too, and I always would automatically reach for the spinning tackle. But I forced myself to fish fly and learned that I could do a lot more with fly. And the same thing applies, by the way, in blue water. You can, where everybody looks at a fly rod and says, "Nah, you can't beat a fish with that." Yeah, I can beat a fish equally as well with that, with the right fly rod, as I can with conventional tackle, because you can do so many different things with it, you know.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that beach type fishing is you're so stealthy too. You know, those things get into skinny water and things like that. There's no big kerplunk from a big popper hitting the water. I mean, you're so stealthy. There's such a cool fishing element when it comes to that part of it.
Yeah, and the other thing is like with clousers and stuff that are weighted flies, that you can throw one of those out and let it lay there till something comes by.
Yeah,
and eats it.
Okay, so this thing just went through my mind. I think about all these bluefin that we saw surrounding the boat.
Seriously.
Yeah. It would be so easy to put a fly in the middle of one of those pods of bluefin.
No doubt it would.
They'd eat it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we always say, like,
then landing it might be difficult. Yeah. But, you know.
Part of the, you know, one of the best ways to get bit, especially with all the, you know, stick bait, jerk bait style of things that are becoming real popular in fishing, one of the best ways to get a bite one of those things is to cast the damn thing out and let it sit there. You know, if you are patient enough to not move it out of that spot of fish, it gets bit more often than, you know, than when you're ripping it through the thing. You know, a fly would do the same thing. If you put a minnow-looking anything in a spot of foamer, the odds of it getting a bite are probably pretty darn good.
That'd be kind of fun.
Like you say, though, being attached is a whole other story. Gary's very good with a fly rod. Yeah. I, on the other hand, would be backwards and sideways trying to figure out how to put the thing on the rail before I broke it off.
But it's the same. You know, it's like any piece of equipment. I don't care what it is that you're fishing with. You got to learn it. But the other thing I was going to point out is that the thing about leaving the lure lay is like injured minnows. You know how you leave those with the propellers just lay there and just barely twitch just a little tiny twitch and they explode.
They're sitting there looking at it, and then you twitch it, and it's like, bam.
Yeah.
And the fly is the same thing. You can do some really fun things with fly, and it's a lot more visual. You can see it coming.
A very wise fisherman, Dave Pfeiffer, president of Shimano, told me several times that one of the most effective methods he had fishing this local bluefin that didn't want to bite, throwing out a popper and just letting it sit there. But the temptation to jerk, it's so hard to not move it.
So easy
to
say.
But he said if you don't move it, you have a better chance to get bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's very easy to say. It's a lot harder to do when your buddies are there and you've been waiting all day to get on this spot and they're going 100 miles an hour and they're foaming and just, oh, man, that's got me fired up thinking about it.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, man, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line right now. Good morning, Dave.
Captain Dave, what's up?
Oh, looks like we might have just lost
Dave.
Oh,
Don. Oh, it's Don. Good morning, Don.
He's our saltwater guardian, not our saltwater guide.
I mean, he is the father of the saltwater guy.
Yeah. What's up, Don?
I just want to give you guys a heads up. I want you to be the first to know this. Captain Louis Zem went over to the console to the actual meeting, making the decisions. And we had that position open looking for somebody to go to the AP to help us. And I was fortunate a couple days ago to make a phone call to a gentleman in Santa Barbara and ask him if he would do it. And Captain Merrick McCray has volunteered to come on board and do the job. And so we're really, really excited about that.
Yeah. Merrick's a fantastic guy, and we'll do a fantastic job at that.
Excellent news.
Yeah, it's really good news for us and down here. And he gives us that information we need from the Santa Barbara's Oxnard area up there in Ventura. He knows that area. He still works a little bit at UCSB on fishery issues. So we're really, really excited about getting Merrick on board to fill Louis Zim's place because Louis was excellent at what he did. And we need somebody that can continue to do what he did. And so we're very, very fortunate that we were able to get him.
Yeah, that's no great. Doubt about it. And the team of having Louis now in the Pacific Fisheries Management Council and then Merritt involved, wow, fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great advantage for us. So Tuesday night, if you're at the dinner down there, you might say hello to my friend, Mr. Oliver. He'll be there. So, and ICAT, so you'll see Chris. He'll be down there. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I just
very
wanted
good.
You guys to get the heads up that we got a great man to fill Louis' spot, and I'm very happy about it.
All right.
Great
fantastic,
news.
Don. Thanks. Keep up the great work, and appreciate that very much. And speaking of the sun, guess who's on the line, Don?
I guess. I'm going fishing with him tomorrow, so watch out.
Oh, boy, watch out. All right, Don, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Now it's time for your saltwater guide. We got the man, Dave Hansen, with our fishdope.com report. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys, good morning. Gary, Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. Tomorrow I'm taking Dad fishing.
That's what he just said.
That's what we hear. That's cool.
It's a big day tomorrow. I feel the pressure.
Oh, you should.
But it's going to be fun. I'm excited to have him on the boat. So here's what's going on, guys, out on the water. All kinds of cool stuff. Here comes that yellowfin tuna. It's marching right up here. It's all over in American waters. People are seeing it all over the place. But it's acting kind of like bluefin right now because it's mixed up with the bluefin. So just everybody take a deep breath. Wait for this stuff to settle down. It's going to be a phenomenal end of July in August. It's going to be just awesome. But while we wait for that stuff to settle down, San Clemente Island's biting. Lots of yellowtail over there. When the conditions are right, that stuff bites. But the calico bass fishing is nothing but insane all over the place, from the Coronado Islands up to Point Conception, all over the place. Calico bass are in the spawn mode, and they are biting. If you want to go try to catch a big calico, go fly line a mackerel somewhere on a boiler rock somewhere and watch what happens. The calico bass fishing up and down the coast right now is nothing but phenomenal. Lots of sand bass all over the place in the right conditions. That sand bass bites also. Once again, like I say every week, the only thing I can tell you guys you got to do is you got to go fishing.
No doubt about it, Dave. It's time. No matter whether you're fishing from the beach, the bay, inshore or offshore, go fishing. And fishdope.com is your source for all the information that you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You got to have fishdope.com for everything to go fishing. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, how do we go fishing with you?
Well, there's a couple different ways, guys. I got that big Hatteras, that 65-foot Hatteras that's just nothing but luxury. It's probably one of the most luxurious six-pack charter boats on the coast. You can go fishing with us on that. Give me a call at 949-374-0786, or you can look me up on the web on my brand-new website called Your Saltwater Guide. You can get all the fundamentals of fishing in Southern California, and if you're lucky and I can find a day, I'll even go with you on your boat and show you how to do it.
You know, Ricky and I wait every day for an invitation to go fishing with you on that 65-foot Hatteras. It still hasn't come. I don't know why. What do you think, Rick?
I don't
know.
I've seen it so close from the water, right, but I've never seen the inside of it. You know, I'd love to see what it looks like from the inside.
All right,
you've seen it out on the water, Rick?
Absolutely.
Right in front of you.
Close and personal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
All right, Captain Dave. Keep getting them. Good luck with Dad tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
All right, watch Facebook Live tomorrow, guys. I'll be Facebook Live. Ivan, the old man.
All right.
Have fun, buddy.
Good.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store. And Pete gave us a tease about ICAST. I can't wait to hear the big announcement.
Oh, yeah.
From Gamakatsu.
It has something to do with Nautilus and Gamakatsu.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now, but it's a big announcement.
It's a very, very good one for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to pry it out of him. So.
Okay, cool. Richard in Monrovia, you're next up. Good morning, Richard.
What's up, Richard?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Gary, this question's for you. Frequent traveler Baja, wondering what's your take on the new president, how it's going to affect tourism and fishing down there. And number two is I'm getting ready to do a kayak camp trip at San Geronimo or one of the islands near Gonzaga, and I want to know your perspective about leaving my truck somewhere on the beach and camp on one of those islands and fishing off the islands around the island.
Oh, both very good questions.
Yeah.
Luis Obrador, the new president of
Mexico. Luis Obrador. I would have to say that based on some of the stuff I heard last week before the election, I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
There's some interesting things that just I was told that were possible if he got elected and so on and so forth. We'll see. But they're definitely looking to do some things, talking about doing things that recently I would have never dreamed possible.
Mm-hmm.
Along the park, Pomo Park kind of concept, but much, much larger.
Okay.
And again, it's just at this point, it's just discussion. But
as long as they don't shut fishing grounds off.
No, they're not shutting fishing grounds. No, not.
But they're going to protecting from commercial fishing.
Right.
That's wonderful.
But they're talking in terms of letting all of the handline guys fish, but not nets. No nets.
Great.
No nets.
That'd
Now, I'm not prepared to say that's a fact. That it's going to happen,
but it really
seems like it could. Now back to Gonzaga.
And one thing I'll make a comment about Obrador too is that he won in such an overwhelming fashion,
right?
That obviously the Mexican people feel there's a huge need for a change,
right?
And
exactly.
So let's hope this change is for the better.
Yeah, and like I say, some of my Mexican friends that I know pretty well have had some interesting stories to share about what they're talking about and so on. So we'll see how it all plays out.
But by the way, did Chucky Van Wormer win his Senate
seat?
He did.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Chucky Van Wormer from Palmas de Cortez, now a Mexican
state senator,
of Baja Sur.
Right.
Congratulations,
Chucky. Hey, way to go, Chucky. That's great.
And anyway, yes, it is very great. But now back to Gonzaga and fishing the islands there. I would recommend that if you're going to leave the truck, leave it at the hotel there and not just out on the beach. But where they're watching it for you, I think that would be a wise decision.
Just pay for parking at the hotel, and it would be a protection.
Right. I think that'd be your best bet.
Yeah. Oh, good advice. Hey, Richard, hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into them? This time we're going to talk to Arnie, who's calling us from Vista. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Arnie?
Hey, first thing I want to say, I want to second what that gentleman just said about the Liberty. The day after the BD Yellowtail Shootout banquet, I decided to jump on the boat. And I tell you what, I got there, and I couldn't believe it. There are 51 guys on the boat. I thought we were in big trouble because that's a lot of guys for that boat. But I'll tell you what, we got boat limits. These guys killed it. Taro's an awesome captain. All those deckhands. That second one they said about the deckhand, Ryan, Matt, Anibold, I wonder those Wagyu burgers. Oh, man. I tell you what, you don't want to put a burger like that in front of a fat guy. but I tell you what, they're awesome. Anybody, go ride that boat. I got to use that pass I didn't get to use last year on that trip, but it was great. Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you, Let's Talk Hookup, for that pass.
Yeah, right on, Arnie.
Yeah, the question I had was for Gary. I just want to ask you, Gary, how did you get into writing and photography?
I didn't start till I was 55, and the way I got started was that Gene Kira, who was a very personal friend, and he and I ran around Baja quite a bit together. In fact, he introduced me to a lot of different things there and spent a lot of time at my house at Rancho Deluxe. Anyway, he came to me one day and said, hey, I want you to write a story. It was for a big game fishing journal on the East Coast. And I said, I don't write. I do reports once in a while, but I don't do any writing. He said, no, you just write it. I said, I don't write, Kira. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, you write it and I'll edit it. And I said, oh, okay. So I wrote it. He edited it. I sent it in. I got a check. And that changed everything.
Arnie, you could do it. I know you help us out and do a lot of photography for our events and VD events and stuff like that. You're a great photographer. You can write. You can do it. Just do sit down and pen it. And if that's motivation, I'm sure Gary would be happy to help you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the trick is just sit down and do it. And the thing that I see people do it over and over and over. When you write, write like you talk. Yeah. Don't try to write it fancy or anything. Just write it the way. If you read my stuff, it's just exactly the way I talk.
Yeah.
And that's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
And it makes a big, big difference.
Yeah. Good advice. Cool. And thanks again, Arnie, for coming yesterday and shooting a lot of great photos at Mossy Ford, too.
Thank you, guys.
Day.
And Gary, yeah, I enjoy your columns. And yeah, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you at the shows.
Yeah, anytime you want to have any questions, you know where to find me.
That's cool.
You got it.
There you go. You can have your own editor, Arnie. Perfect. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
David in Pomona, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, David.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Gary, you just remind me of something. You probably took a lot of pictures over there on the beach by it's called Nine Palms, if you're familiar with the Arroyo comes out by the airport. If you could, from the beach, you're straight across from the airport. They all know there's two shipwrecks. There's one in Cabo San Lucas, and there's one in Cabo San Jose. Anyway, I was going to say, I used to surf there and catch big rooster tails, but I was going to ask you, what's the lobster season there? Because there was a lot of lobster, big bugs.
They're not legal in Baja.
You cannot take crustaceans of any kind in Mexico.
Yeah.
I wonder what's so big. They were scary.
Yeah. Now, it's a great time to go when the commercial guys are getting them because you can grab yourself a rad lobster dinner from one of the local spots down there. But, yeah, you don't get to take them on your own, unfortunately.
Yeah, not...
Did you take pictures of all them turtles and donkeys and all that over there?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're around anymore, are they, over at shipwrecks and stuff like that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's now big houses.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Houses and hotels.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls and more great info with Gary Graham. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way, and now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has a model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's been a very busy morning. This is your first opportunity to get through, and still plenty of time if you want to talk to Gary Graham. 858 area code 457-1090. It's open right now. Again, 858-457-1090 open right now.
You want to have a chance to win that AFCO clothing package or the Sea of Cortez book that Gary generously donated? It's like you can't buy it.
Can't get it.
So if you want it, 858-457-1090 open right now.
All right, let's talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Tom?
Nice and toasty up here, that's for sure. A little bit cooler down there, I bet. Anyway, I have a question for Gary. When I fly down to Cabo there, you know, I fly by all this coast and islands, and a lot of that seems to be pretty much unexplored. Is that truly the case, or do commercial guys frequent that stuff? I can't imagine that there's too many villages all along that coastline in the Sea of Cortez that would be putting pressure on some of those areas.
There's a lot of remote areas that don't have a lot of pressure, but there's all you're talking about on the Sea of Cortez side, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Basically, everything above Santa Rosalia is pretty sparse. There's not a lot there. There's, of course, you have Bay of L.A. and you've got Gonzaga and so on, and there are small fish camps along the coast there. Then, but pretty much, it's pretty remote, and There's the guys that fish that side usually fish at the sport fishing guys is usually in the winter when the Pacific side goes sideways. I know all the San Quintin guys move over to that side, and they fish up and down the coast there and do remarkably well. I see their reports every week, and the grouper and cabrilla and pargo they get there are, and really moss, the bigger yellowtail that they get in the winter, pretty fat. Yeah.
I know Juan over in San Quintin. He goes. I fish with him over in Gonzaga. Yeah. He comes over there and fishes Gonzaga in the spring.
He just quit. He just finished up 2 weeks ago in Bay of L.A. and moved back over to San Quintin.
Yeah. How is that corridor going to change now with that new road, Gary? We talked a little bit about that.
Well, once the road is completed, that 20 miles, then it changes everything. It'll change the complexion of Baja because it already has. If you are down there at all, you'll realize that all the trucks are traveling that way now, and they're using the dirt.
Yeah.
They're driving over the dirt, but
really?
They're going that way.
It's that much shorter.
It's not only shorter, it's less congested. From El Rosario all the way up to the border basically is inhabited, and you have lots of slowdowns. And
Sonata and such like that.
Well,
yeah.
And San Quintin and Camalú and so on. You have all of that to go through, and because of that, there's traffic that you have to deal with. The other way, you drop out of San Felipe and come down that coast.
Mexicali, San Felipe,
through Mexicali,
Puerto Cidos.
There's just down from Calexico, Mexicali. The other thing, just for as another aside, Google Maps are my friend in Baja. I drove out the last time I went through Mexicali, and I've not driven that way. So I told I wanted to go to Century. Took me right to it, by turn, and I would have never. Watching as it did it, I thought, it didn't
in
get
Century
it.
In San Ysidro?
No, Century at Mexicali.
Mexicali.
Yeah.
And there's two entrances in Mexicali.
Right,
there's the
exactly.
east and the west, right? Yeah. Which the Century is only on the west, right?
On the west,
yeah.
But anyway, but going in, I had no idea how to get there, and I just turned left, turned right.
I did
all of it. And the other thing is walking around in Cabo, if you use your Google Maps, it'll... Like if you're trying to find a restaurant,
just
it'll
like street
you to it.
Just
it'll walk, take you right to it.
Walking direction.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Good advice.
And there's by the way, there's a couple other apps now. Cabo, I'll find it in a minute. But there's several apps now that are specifically for Cabo that are pretty handy.
Okay.
That's good.
So let's talk a minute about Gonzaga Bay. Right now there's no power in Gonzaga Bay. Everybody that is down there has to be off the grid.
Right.
You ever see power coming in there now with the new road?
It could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard of anything like that.
I know the locals probably don't want it.
Well, I can't imagine that you aren't going to see a dramatic change in the face of that whole
I would
coast.
Think so.
Yeah. Because it like I said, it just makes a huge difference. In fact, when we were in Ensenada for the show last time we were there a couple of years ago, I left there and took that highway. There's a highway that goes across, and then I went down the other way.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had done that trip through Coco's Corner and all
yeah.
that. And,
wow.
But it definitely will change it. It's going to make a difference, a substantial difference. It won't shorten the drive because you have to drive to El Centro and down that way.
Yeah.
So,
indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's find out what's cooking right now. Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman's Belly is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great, great, great show. I absolutely love Baja, and I love listening to Gary. How wonderful. Listen, I've got a brand new recipe, and it actually was generated because of all of this heat that we have in SoCal. The other day, I refused to turn on the stove in the kitchen. I refused to go in the backyard and turn on the grill. So I made a tuna sandwich, but I made a very special tuna sandwich. I made a Caribbean-style tuna sandwich that's just packed with mangoes and scotch bonnet. And I'm telling you, I made this tuna sandwich for three different groups of people. I made it for the fishermen who can their own tuna. I made it for fishermen who know someone who cans their own tuna. And I made it for fishermen who are willing to go to the market and buy some white albacore. Oh, my God. I just encourage everyone to try this tuna sandwich.
All right. And we'll have it. It's up on the fishermansbelly.com website right now?
It certainly is, and it'll be on your website very soon, and it's also accessible on my Facebook page and my YouTube channel, Fisherman's Belly Channel.
All right. Yanni, fishermansbelly.com. Great job. Scotch bonnet, that sounds hot.
Yeah, it sounds like it gets some heat.
It does have heat, but I'll tell you what, the sweetness of the mango offsets the heat, and it's just a taste delight.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll check it out. And like I say, it's up at fishermansbelly.com. We'll have it up on our English table section at letstalkhookup.com very soon. Thanks, Yanni. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
And thanks for the inspirational show. I can't wait to go to Baja.
There you go. Want to go, for sure. Thanks, Yanni. Appreciate that. One line open. You want to get through, 877-792-1090.
Mitch and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mitch? Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Hey, I got a question for Gary. Back in 1975, myself and a couple buddies, we towed a 12-foot aluminum boat with a 6-horsepower engine. We went from Cabo to Cabo and back.
Wow.
Spent 28 days down there. This was 1975, so I guess the federales were gone. They just had the Mexican police. But fishing was great. We got a lot of yellowtail, white sea bass. We got to La Paz, went to get gas, and I'm looking around. I go, where's the pumps? Guy comes by, out, sits on a bike, starts pumping the bicycle. That's how you got your gas.
That's cool.
And so much for the good old days, right?
Yeah. I took $150. The peso was 14 pesos to the dollar. Everything was great.
Cool trip.
But we got to stay in Cabo and just about anywhere we wanted on the beach for free. Now, I hear Cabo is completely built up, and I just wonder if they still have areas where you can camp for free or stay for free, or do you have to get a room?
Oh, you don't have to get a room, but I suspect when you were there, there probably was a soccer field where the marina is, right?
Most likely.
And you could camp there if you wanted to. I had done that. But that,
yeah,
and I also camped in Santa Maria Bay, but that's no longer. Actually, they built condos after we camped there. Those condos have now been torn down, and they've built new condos.
So
the beach has changed, but yes, there are places. But honestly, I don't really camp on the beach much anymore. I just don't think that's a really good idea for a lot of reasons. But there are now a number of different really nice RV parks up and down the peninsula. East Cape RV comes to mind. That's kind of my home base with my self-contained.
That's right in Los Barriles.
That's right in Los Barriles. There's one in La Paz, and there's several up and down the peninsula that I use all the time. So, but there, as far as parking on the beach now, having said that, I dry camp in La Paz all the time, right in front of Jonathan Rodon's tail hunter on the street.
There you go.
And that's kind of a nice setup because I can use his Wi-Fi.
Oh, perfect. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Phil. Phil's calling us from Ridgecrest this morning. Hi, Phil. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
hey, I'm going to the ranch Tuesday morning. And
nice.
Yes, I know. I went there once before in 2015, and the water was like 97 degrees, so I didn't catch really too much.
Wow.
Quick question. So I have a free day. Do we rent another boat, or do we kayak, or do we – I bought a rod, and do I surf fish?
Well, if it were me, it would be surf fish for sure. The beach is always my favorite. The reason being
– Rent the quad,
and you can go
and
up and down.
They'll deliver them right to – Quad Man will deliver right
to the hotel.
Rancho Lanero.
And
I think the lighthouse is like what, 7 miles down the beach.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get off the road to get to the lighthouse. It's tough to get there.
It's doable, but
it's doable, but it's not. But the beach, you still can go in both directions from the ranch, and the beach along there is right now. I know there's roosterfish there, and I definitely would recommend if you've got a day, do it. You'll love it. You'll do more.
Yeah.
I just ordered a bunch of Cabo killers, so I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, and you know, Jumping on the kayak isn't a bad deal, too. You can catch a lot of fish right out in front of the kayak. Usually the weather's nice this time of the year.
Yeah, and they've got Hobies there.
Yep, so they got the Hobie Runner.
They're great. So either or. I've done both, but I do spend a lot of I started on the beach and love the beach because it's a do-it-yourself thing, and I always like do-it-yourself thing.
The reef, right? Oh, go ahead.
Now, what do you think about the new moon situation? Because we plan everything around the new moon.
Oh. Well, that's your choice. I'm not a moon guy. And over the years, last weekend, it was a full moon, and everybody I was at Stars and Stripes tournament was saying, oh, my God, it's going to be bad fishing, et cetera, et cetera. We did 122 billfish in 2 days in a full moon.
Bad fishing because it was a full moon?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see, yeah.
It was going to be horrible because it was a bull. The director of the tournament was saying, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible. And I said, just relax.
You're supposed to wait. You only blame the moon after it was bad fishing.
Exactly. Like,
right. When it's good fishing, it's because we're excellent anglers. When it's poor fishing, it's because of the moon.
Exactly. Like,
whatever it was, it was full or new or in between.
Yeah, so I'm just not a moon guy.
Yeah. Speaking of quads, there's a kind of a little bit of an uprising going on the beaches of East Cape as well as do you see those being banned from the beaches eventually?
Well, they're banned now, but technically
they're
not
the
supposed to be. They're looking the other way, but there's too many. And,
oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and the problem is that there are two things. There are too many houses and there are too many ATVs.
Yeah.
So between the two, you have conflicts where the people that live in the houses hate having them there.
Right.
I sort of, when we had Rancho Deluxe, at the end of the time that I had the property, just about the end of it, one and you remember the long porch and so on. Well, we're sitting on the porch and here come a group of ATVs and they stop to have a beer or whatever right in front of the house. There were 50 in that group.
50
What?
And that, and I turned to my wife and said, I think we're about done here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I as much as I love riding the quads on the beach, I totally understand.
You get both sides, for sure.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they control that.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, just before we get away from it completely, I mentioned that there were a couple other apps for Baja. Cabo Map is one, and Trip Bucket is the other. And both of them have really good information. Cabo Map, obviously, is Cabo. Trip Bucket is done by Discover Baja, and it's all different trips and information.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's really a good app.
Info like place to eat and road type?
And different tours just all kinds of stuff in it. But and stories and a lot of links and stuff. So
And while you're on the subject of Discover Baja, what a great resource Discover Baja is.
Absolutely, yeah.
And excellent job there.
Jen is doing a terrific job with it, and she's sort of taken it over now. So this
you can
new
even
app,
buy your FMMs there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Roy. He's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Roy.
How are you doing? Hi, Pete.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. That guy called about the red crabs.
Yes, sir.
Great question. I used a Yum Crawbug 4-inch. Red pumpkin seed, green flake, and I caught a 10-pound calico on the Long Beach breakwater wall about 10 years ago.
Wow. What a fish.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd tell him that I still use, when I have a chance to go fishing, I still use a red pumpkin seed crawbug.
Good, yep. Good info. Lots of crawdad imitation things out there that would replicate a red crab. That sounds like a great one, Roy.
All right. Thanks a lot for the suggestion. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Kenny. He's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. I was just calling concerning Gundy's report on the yellows on the jetty. I was going to ask a question about the bonita. We used to fish the bonita off the wedge jetty and stuff, catch big ones, 5-10 pounds, occasionally run into a yellowtail. Last, a few years, this has been only like 1, 2, 3, 5 pounders, Is big model going to ever come back to the beach, you think?
There were some big models offshore this year.
Yeah.
Yes, and why not? We it could happen.
I mean, I don't think that there's any doubt that that's a healthy population of fish and, fish cycle in and cycle out. We have years of big yellows and small ones and big tunas and small. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see that happen again. Bonita is definitely around and healthy and yep. very good fishing for them, you know, at time to time. So I don't think I'd be a bit surprised.
Anchovies around. Yeah.
That population.
Gary, any
well.
Thoughts on that?
Well, you're right. It's always a cycle thing. And, I mean, that, I just like I was just saying about Baja, the same thing. You know, we went through a cycle where it was different.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it seems to settle in and we're back to Dorado and Sardina and all the things that we haven't seen for 3 years. So it changes.
Yep. Cycles are good, for sure, for the ocean. Look at the kelp. I mean, there is so much kelp now in the Point Loma area. And I don't know, in La Jolla, I know you were up in La Jolla, but I can tell you that the Point Loma kelp is back.
I'll tell you, as I said at the beginning of the show, we had one of the best days of local calico bass fishing. I mean, certainly top five calico bass I've ever had in La Jolla in my life. I grew up doing exactly that, you know.
Yeah.
Calico bass fishing in La Jolla was Dad and I's most favorite thing to do when I was growing up, and this was top 5 days I've ever had up there.
12 months ago, there was no kelp.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And look how fast it comes back, for sure. Night ocean's amazing. It's a resilient place, and cycles are good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Lou in Fullerton, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Another great show. Thanks for sharing, Gary. Really appreciate it. Hey, just a real heads up. There's been just recently start posting signs throughout the L.A. Bay Area, north and south, that jet skis are not allowed on the waters. And we saw on the way home a bunch of kids turning out the turnoff there, Punta Prieta, going to the L.A. Bay. Carrying jet skis, so they were in for a big disappointment. So whoever's out there listening, no jet skis in L.A. Bay.
In L.A. Bay, okay.
All right. That's good dope. Thank
that's
you.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good dope.
Yeah, very good. We like hearing that, for sure.
Exactly.
But you're still allowed to have your boat in there, right?
Yeah, good, good.
How was your trip, Lou?
The trip was outstanding. All fly line yellows. Never used a dropper loop at all, up to about 25, 27 pounds.
Wow.
The sardineta, you know, the sea basses were up on the surface as well. And just here, I got news here a few days ago, a big Dorado was taken over like Garda Nosa near the island. So they're in.
All right.
Cool, buddy.
Good news. It'll be a great summer there, I'm sure of it.
Oh,
a lot of bait there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Getting ready for the next trip here in a couple of weeks for another 15-dayer.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
You, Lou.
Thanks
okay,
a lot
guys.
For the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky two guys have themselves, the AFCO clothing performance package and the beautiful, the book, the Sea of Cortez. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearchersportFishing.com.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the AFCO Clothing Performance Package is going to Mitch in Santee, and the winner of the Sia Cortez, the original Baja book by Ray Cannon, that's going to David in Pomona. Congratulations, guys. You're going to love those goodies.
All right. Thank you, Gary Graham, for all you do. Of course, read all about it in Western Outdoor News, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, BD Outdoors, right? What, am I missing any?
Oh, a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gringo would be another Gringo Gazette. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you do such a great job, and you provide anglers so much good Baja information. And you're accessible, too, right? You'll talk to people.
I'll talk to anybody that wants to talk.
But, yeah.
And just like I'll write for anybody that wants to pay.
Yeah. So how do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me at GaryGraham.com, or they can reach me at BajaFly.com, or they can call me at 760-522-3710.
All right. Thanks, Gary, for being here. Thank you very much. And thank you all for listening this weekend. What a great weekend of summer shows. And thank you, Adam, for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. The app is just killer.
Yeah,
if you haven't downloaded the app, you've got to do it. It's such an easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, listen to the archives, keep track of what's going on with the show, the whole deal there. It's on the App Store as well as Google Play. It's easy to download. It's free.
Yep.
So it doesn't cost you a penny. So download that app and be sure to check it out on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and our Facebook page or Instagram. I'll be posting a lot of stuff on Instagram and Facebook this week from iCast, so you can watch that, and we'll feature that up there for you. And then next Saturday, I'll be fresh back from iCast. Ricky will be up in Alaska, but Corey Sandin will be here co-hosting with me with the one and only Captain Joel Ralston.
Oh,
hang on to your hats.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun will be in the studio with us. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week. Ricky, have a great time in Alaska,
buddy.
And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.